paragraph of, the final paragraph of this halacha, v'zeo b'chinas na'aseh v'nishma shezochu Yisrael b'shas kabbalas ha'Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us his definition, another definition of this famous quote that we have in the Chumash. What the Jews said to Hashem when Hashem gave us the Torah. We said, Naseh v'nishma. And there are many different interpretations of what that means, many different translations. The basic translation is, Hashem, we will do v'nishma. And then we'll try to understand, meaning we're prepared to commit ourselves to do whatever you tell us, even before we understand it completely. That's one explanation. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us another explanation. Shezochu lekabel kiyum asiyas hamitzvois bishvil lishmoya oid mitzvah acheres. The Jews got to a level at that time in fulfilling mitzvahs that they said, Naseh, we will do. We're going to do the mitzvah. And what are we going to be, what are we going to be thinking about while we're doing the mitzvah? V'nishma. Can't wait to hear the next one. I'm waiting to hear about the next mitzvah. That's what I'm thinking when I'm doing mitzvah. Naseh, I'm doing the mitzvah. V'nishma. To be able to hear the next mitzvah. B'bchinas Naseh v'nishma. Shenaseh mitzvah zu. We will do this mitzvah, kedei lizkois lishmoya avalasois oid mitzvah acheres b'schar mitzvah zu, so that we'll be privileged to hear and perform the next mitzvah as our reward for the first mitzvah. You hear Rav Nosson Zal's take on this pasuk Naseh v'nishma. I'm going to do the mitzvah for what? For future reward? No, v'nishma, because I can't wait to hear the next mitzvah. That's my reward for this mitzvah. That while I'm doing this mitzvah, I have my ears wide open. I'm waiting to hear the next one. Ki hamitzvah hashniya shemitzapim lakaima, because that second mitzvah that we're waiting anxiously to fulfill, hu bechinas nishma, is in the category of nishma. I'm going to hear. Ki nishma hu tshuka udvekus. Because Rav Nosson Zal says that the word nishma implies something, somebody who's in a state of yearning and a deep, deep spiritual connection. When a person says, I'm listening, a person says, I'm going to tell you something very important now. The guy says, I'm listening. What does I'm listening mean when you say that for real, for real? I'm listening means I'm all ears. I'm anxious to hear what you have to say. I have a deep desire to connect with you, to hear what you're going to say. So Rav Nosson Zal says, that's this v'nishma, hainu, ha-mitzvah ha-shniyah, the second mitzvah, she'adayin lo yizochu l'kayma, which we haven't done yet, she'mitzapim l'kayma b'schar mitzvah zois, which I'm hoping to get to do as reward for the first mitzvah, hu b'chinas nishma. The second mitzvah is in the category of nishma. That again, I'm yearning for it. V'zehu naseh v'nishma. B'china she'schar mitzvah mitzvah. This is referring to a person who's on a level where the reward for the mitzvah is the next mitzvah. She'zehu ikar ha'simcha kanal. That's the real joy and happiness in Judaism. V'alkein naseh v'nishma nikros simcha. And now you'll understand also why the Gemara refers to naseh v'nishma as joy and happiness. As the pasuk says, the joy, you know, eternal joy upon their heads. That refers to the two crowns that the angels put on the head of each Jew when they said Naseh v'nishma. So what is Naseh v'nishma? Naseh v'nishma is happiness, joy. What kind of happiness? It's the ultimate happiness, where the person isn't waiting for something in the future. They're completely fulfilled right now. It's not that I have 60% now and the 40% I'm going to get at some later date. No, no, no. I have 100% right now. That's this Naseh v'nishma. When a person's doing a mitzvah with such happiness that his only interest is standing by to hear about the next mitzvah. Ki ikar hasimcha, because true happiness in spirituality is Hu kishezoichen l'kayim ha-mitzvahs b'b'chinas nasa v'nishma. Is when a Jew is zoich to fulfill mitzvahs in this manner of nasa v'nishma, sheyasa mitzvah zois k'dei lasis mitzvah acheres. I'm doing this mitzvah because it's leading me into the next one. And that's all I'm interested in. B'b'chinas she'schar mitzvah mitzvah. That the reward for my mitzvah, the only reward I want for my mitzvah, is mitzvah, the next mitzvah. Shezehu ikar kabbalas haTorah. This is really the true acceptance of the Torah. This is called receiving and accepting the Torah from Hashem. When a person is striving for this kind of level, this level of emunah, of faith, and this level of fulfillment of mitzvahs with simcha. Baruch Hashem.